Cuba has documented 281,887 cases of Chinese coronavirus and nearly 2,000 deaths since the pandemic began, a number most experts believe is significantly lower than the true toll due to Cuba's poor testing abilities and its history of fabricating medical statistics. As a member of the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, Cuba's communist regime has close ties to its ideological allies in Beijing and has actively courted Chinese tourism. The regime also invited tourists from coronavirus hotspots like Italy at the height of the first wave of the pandemic in spring 2020 while refusing to close schools or implement social distancing measures for Cuban citizens. Cubanet, another independent outlet reliant on journalists on the island, reported that widespread protests continued in at least two eastern cities, Guantanamo and Baracoa, on Saturday. Authorities arrested two Cubanet journalists last weekend for attempting to cover the first wave of protests. The Castro regime shut off access to the internet for nearly all citizens in Cuba following July 11, severely limiting the information and images the international media are now privy to regarding the situation on the ground in the country. Cubanet reported that political police, special forces reserved for repressing dissidents, took over Baracoa after protests began, but that the heavy law enforcement presence has not limited public displays of support for an end to the regime. Videos of protests in Baracoa, dated Saturday, July 17, surfaced on social media this weekend, showing large crowds of peaceful protesters marching in the streets. The videos appear to be taken on mobile phones by anonymous sources, however, and Breitbart News could not independently verify the authenticity of the videos. Much of Cuba appears to be in a state of de facto martial law following the start of the protests, multiple Cuban interest news outlets have reported. The Spain-based Diario de Cuba newspaper reported on Sunday that San Antonio de los Baños, the city where protests are believed to have first begun last week, is flooded with trucks full of soldiers and the central plaza in the town has been seized by dozens of police, soldiers, and state security agents. The city also lacks any access to the internet, locals have denounced, with no indication of when Cuba's state-run telecommunications company Itexa will restore access. The nationwide protests resulted in an unknown number of arrests and enforced disappearances nationwide, at one point last week estimated to be as high as 5,000 people. The Cuban Observatory for Human Rights, OCDH, has confirmed as of Saturday 560 arrests and/or disappearances, many of them people who witnesses can confirm were taken into police custody or into hospitals after police attacks but whose family has no knowledge of their whereabouts. Many of those documented as missing or arrested are prominent members of the dissident community who already have ties to foreign groups like the OCDH. Experts believe many of the arrested or disappeared could be in remote areas of the country, with no civil society infrastructure to seek to account for their well-being. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.